This afternoon we're reading from the Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honour him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. We know that God will bless his word to our hearts. Like many of the other psalms, this psalm was written in a time of trouble and extremity. And the psalmist alludes to troubles here. He talks about terror, he talks about pestilence, he talks about destruction, he talks about fear, and yet at the same time he talks about not being afraid, and he talks about the Lord being his refuge and his fortress. It is a psalm that sounds a very strong note of serenity and peace in a day of great calamity. We are not sure who wrote the psalm. Some believe it was Moses, and certainly it does follow on from Psalm 90, which was written by Moses. This psalm is officially anonymous, but there is quite a bit in the psalm that we could refer to the wilderness journeys, the wilderness wanderings, how God protected his people through many dangers, toils and snares, as John Newton wrote. So there is a lot that we could apply to Moses, but we cannot be absolutely sure as to the author. But we know this, the psalmist's three main movements. The verses 1 and 2, the psalmist talks about me. He is my refuge, he's my fortress, he's my God. Here was a man who had a personal relationship with God. And yet whenever he comes to verse 3, he starts talking about you. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. He shall cover you with his feathers. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night. And it is as if the writer of the psalm is saying, you can have this personal relationship too. In the day of your trouble, you can know peace as well. Christianity is something that can be recommended. All of those who have taken Christ as Saviour, they can recommend Christ to others. There's nothing like knowing the Lord, and there's no peace like knowing God in a day of trouble. Ultimately, trouble will come to all of our doors. But faith provides the greatest refuge in the day of extremity, in the day of difficulty. But as the psalmist comes to a conclusion, he begins talking about himself again in the verse 14, because he hath set his love upon me. And this is how he brings the psalm to a climax, by referring to his own personal faith. And the question that will come to us from this psalm initially is very simple. Have you a personal faith in God? Verse 1 tells us what faith is all about. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The psalmist had faith because he dwelt in God's secret place, and he was right under the very shadow of God. I believe this secret place refers to the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the place where the children of Israel worshipped God in ancient times. It was a court surrounded by curtains. And within the curtains, there was a place of sacrifice. And this was known as the brazen altar. And there was also a laver. And this was a place of cleansing. And there was a tent. And there were two rooms in the tent. There was the tent of the congregation. And then there was the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies was God's secret place. No one could go in there. No one dared go in there except the priest, and he only went in once a year. Whenever he went in, he was faced first of all with the Ark of the Covenant, a golden chest. Inside the Ark were the Ten Commandments. Man could not look upon the Ten Commandments and survive. If he had looked upon those Ten Commandments, the law would have condemned him for his sin. And the law still condemns us for our sin. There is none righteous, no, not one. We have all broken the law of God in thought and word indeed. But on top of the Ten Commandments there was a lid. And the lid of the chest was known as the mercy seat. And the mercy seat was very ornate. And there were golden cherubims carved into the mercy seat. And they looked down upon the mercy seat and upon the ark. And the high priest went in every year with blood. And he sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat. And he made peace for Israel with God. He made peace with God through the blood that was shed at the place of mercy. And the place of mercy speaks of Christ. Christ is the one who stands between us and God. He separates us from the wrath of God. He is the one who has taken the guilt of our sins upon his own body. He is the one who has shed his blood. He is God's secret place. And if you are to be in God's secret place, you must know the man, Christ Jesus, as your Saviour. And this is what it is to have secure faith. It is to be trusting God. Secure faith doesn't derive from our faithfulness to a church. It doesn't derive from our good works. We can neither find faith within ourselves or outward in life. We must look upward to Christ, who lived and died for us. Are you living in God's secret place? Have you entrusted your life to God? The psalmist talks about calamities that can befall us in life. He talks about plagues in the verse 10. He's plagues, diseases, calamities. The story is told of an English lord many hundreds of years ago. And he was living in the city of London. He had also a country residence. And a particular time when all the various rich people of London were leaving for the country because there was a plague sweeping through the city. As he prepared to leave, he overheard one of his servants, "God must be a country dweller." And of course what the servant meant was this: the master is going to the place of protection. He mustn't believe God can protect him here. But this particular gentleman was a devout Christian, and he was smitten with conviction. And he decided to stay and show his servants that God was in the city too. And he went round the poorer people who were suffering, and he gave them what help and succour he could. God protected him from the plague, even though he willingly exposed himself to it. He proved this psalm: "Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." Of course, God can protect his people. He does protect his people. But he doesn't always protect his people. I have known very devout and good Christians who have passed through times of great illness and who have died in the midst of those illnesses. So God doesn't always heal the sick. We have to believe that. But there is one sickness that God always heals us from. That's the sickness of sin, the plague of sin. And the plague of sin is the greatest of plagues because it brings about not merely physical death, it brings about spiritual death. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. But the Christian will never be afflicted with the ravages of the plague of sin. Eternal death will never visit God's people because Christ lived and died for me. Therefore, to know this peace that we're talking about, you need to be in God's secret place. The psalmist, in the verse 15, he shows us how we can get into this secret place. He talks about calling upon God and God answering. If you call upon the Lord today, the Lord will bring you into a secret place, and he'll give you that peace that only he can give you. He can set his love upon you. You can know that Jesus loves you when you trust him as your Saviour and your Lord. I thank you so much for listening.